There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Let's get at it, Herbie. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I also enjoyed yesterday they had a first pitch, and what they did was they made the first pitch a fan, and they put the fan in a baseball bubble. Like, imagine boy in a bubble, but the bubble is a baseball. They did that and then had the fan walk from the mound to home plate. And then he got to high five the catcher through the bubble. And I just said, that's a great idea. You get to keep the fan safe, you get to keep the player safe, and you still get to have a first pitch. So there's ideas aplenty in watching this. It's not perfect, but it's something.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Yeah, that's what we have to rely on. It's something. When it comes to the KBO, and so far so good, I've been enjoying it. Now we're starting to hear rumblings about other leagues, like the Bundesliga is saying that they're going to be back before the month is over. So that's good to hear. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. We've got a fun show in store for you. Chris Herring of ESPN and 538 is going to join me at 1240. He's writing a book about the New York Knicks. I'll explain in a minute. J.A. Adonde of ESPN, now the director of sports journalism at Northwestern, is going to join me at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Last Dance film slash documentary. Chris Emma from our staff is going to join me to talk about the Bears' new guys and their new free agents and the schedule release that's going to happen tomorrow. And we'll be able to talk about, yeah, we'll do the thing. We're like, they're going to win this game. They're going to lose this game. And it doesn't mean a damn thing because you can't tell me what the injury report is week to week. And what the schedule looked like last year. Anyway, we'll get to that when we get to 125. So, yesterday on Twitter, before the show, and I gave it 24 hours because I wanted full results on it, and I want your input on it right now, so keep this phone number in mind. 312-644-6767. You can also text the text zone at 670-11. It's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, rosenhyundai.com. You want to go check them out. So I threw this out on Twitter yesterday. It got about 5,000 votes and 123 comments on it. I want your answer, but I want you to explain your answer on this. I don't want you to just call up and just go and just throw out a team name. I want to understand why it is that you chose this team. So the question was, after watching the Last Dance, especially for you 90s Bulls fans, and last week we talked with the youngins, we talked with folks 35 and under, I kind of want to talk to people 35 and older today on this. This is your time to shine you early millennials and Gen Xers and baby boomers, this is your time to shine. I want to know, of these four teams, and there were some people who were saying, well, what about Miami? And I was like, eh. Of these four teams, which team's fan base do you most like drinking the tears of? Of the 90s Bulls enemies, of their enemy list, which team's fan base's tears taste the most delicious to you? And the choices I gave were the Knicks, the Pistons, the Pacers, or the Jazz. Now, you can call up, and again, I want to hear why. I want to know why you say what you say. 312-644-6767 is the number. Now, I kept thinking that when I did this poll on Twitter, that the positioning of the poll mattered. Poll position mattered. I put the Knicks up top, and the Knicks ended up winning online. And that might be recency bias because of the episodes that we saw. But the Knicks ended up winning this thing on Twitter 51%, the Pistons at 37%, Pacers 8%, and then Jazz 4%. So it went down the line from the options. And I wonder if I inverted it and said Jazz, Pacers, Pistons, Knicks, would the Jazz have gotten the most votes? I don't think so, but it was just something in my online research that I was thinking about. For me, the vote is simple. If you listen to this show, you know how I feel. And for me, the fan bases whose tears taste the most delicious to me are those of the Pistons. Why? Because they're still out here whining. They're still out here trying to give you Isaiah Thomas's resume and all this other stuff. So the Bulls beating them was important, I thought, for the Bulls of the 90s. But I also enjoy that there are people in Detroit still big mad right now about it and want to desperately rewrite the history that their team wasn't as big of a bad guy as they were. Like, to me, besting the bad guy and having the bad guy have to sit there and watch Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen win six championships, that tastes the best to me. I also thought that it was strange in this that the Jazz didn't get more love. And maybe you'll find this out over the next couple of episodes of this thing, although I'm hearing that they're not even done with episodes 9 and 10 yet. 1 through 8 are fine, and they're still working on 10. But the Jazz were whiny babies. I don't know if you remember, but they were whiny babies. And seeing them lose and seeing John Stockton not get a championship. And now, like, now with all the stuff that we know about Karl Malone, I mean, anything to keep him from enjoying any sort of joy, I think, is valuable. So I wanted to find this out. If you're going to text into the text zone, text me how old you are, and I want your reasoning for this. Which of the enemies list of the 90s Bulls tears, fan base's tears, do you most like drinking? Which is the most delicious? 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's go out to Wayne in Lafayette. Hey, Wayne, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence, long time, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Okay, hey, buddy. It's got to be Detroit for me. I'm 60 years old, and they were so obnoxious for so long. And they're just sitting there, continue to be obnoxious. And even when Michael came along, he still didn't take them the first time around. And it's kind of like the Young Guns. I'm thinking, you know, like that movie, the Young Guns. They finally took them on. And the thing is, I wanted to come through the screen so many times. And after Mahorn or Lambeer, just myself or fly to Chicago just to fight them in the parking lot. That's how mad I would get at Detroit. So that's my deal.
I appreciate the phone call, Wayne. Thanks for checking in. And you're gonna find out, man, right now NBC Sports Chicago, they're running We're running the Bulls Pacers series. Reggie Miller was a pest. Was an absolute pest. And again, I keep wondering, man, if I had just flipped these things, would the vote have turned out differently? Some people are starting to text in. 630 Texas says, I work for a Michigan-based company, and they never shut up. I love it. I love that. This 630 Texas says, the Pistons. Friend of mine still cries MJ didn't earn one single title. It's glorious. Another 630 Texas. For me, it's got to be the Pistons. They acted like straight up, as Horace said. 773 Texter, born in 85, Pacers teams. I just hated Reggie Miller. 815 Texter, Knicks fans tears, Pistons players tears. That's good. That's a good differentiation right there.
Hey, Lawrence.
312. Yes, Herbie.
I want people, I mean, this is radio, right? So audio is the only way we can get through you. Listen to what Lawrence said, please. Fan base tears, not the teams. The fan base. Please, stop calling up and telling me you want, I hated the Knicks because the Knicks were this, that, and the other. What interaction did you have with Knicks fans that you're like, man, I love that you're crying now? That's the essence. Come on,
no,
people.
We can allow it. We can allow that if there was a reason why they hated the team. Like, I'm okay with them telling it and them being able to do the Nelson Muntz and be like, ha ha, and point a finger at that fan base. Like, I'm good with that.
Yeah, but no one knows a Jazz fan. There's no such thing.
I know, but like they were. Here's the credit that I'll give the Jazz. If you look at the Brian Russell push-off, final shot of Jordan's Bulls career, it was like, if you ever go look at a video of this, I ran this by Mel because she was like, why do you hate the Jazz so much? And I was explaining why I hated the Jazz, because they were the smiling, dirty players. With Detroit, you kind of knew, like, they weren't hiding who they were. It was all in there, the way that they had described themselves. With the Jazz, it was John Stockton and Karl Malone choir boying it up. And then we find out that Karl Malone's one of the worst human beings ever. But they were doing all sorts of dirty stuff on the floor, but smiling. So they weren't considered to be as dirty. But the thing about Jazz fans is that if you look at Jordan's final Bulls shot, they know. If you look at don't look at Jordan, don't look at Russell. Look at the crowd behind the basket. They know what's getting ready to happen, and they react accordingly. It's crazy. As soon as he gets up in the air, you can tell they're just like, well, that's going in, and we're not going to win a championship. 312-644-6767 is the number. Which of the Bulls' enemies list fan bases' tears taste the most delicious? Let's go to Shorewood and Keith. Hey, Keith, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence, and thank you for everything you guys are doing during this time, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
I'm gonna actually earn a little respect from Herbie because he had mentioned to me about this. So, my dad, I'm 58 years old, so I'm a baby boomer, and my father taught me shot in the beer. So this is pretty easy. It's the Pistons as the beer and the shot of the Knicks. But to Herbie's question, the Knicks for me, every time there was a situation on the floor, who did Michael Jordan always turn to? It was Spike Lee, which I couldn't stand. So, and just generally, the Pistons fans were just, you know, terrible for their team. Just as I'm a Cubs fan, so just the Sox fans are for them. It's the same thing. So for me, that's the answer.
I appreciate the phone call. The thing about Knicks fans is that they also tend to think that they have some sort of ownership of basketball lore. And they seem to be on the wrong side of all of that basketball lore over the last 45 years. Well, this is the Mecca. Madison Square Garden is the Mecca. Okay. Sure it is, if you guys say so. Granted, MJ loved playing there and loved to dispense punishment to the Knicks there. But, all right. That's why I asked Chris Herring on at 1240. Because he's writing a book about the Knicks. And I'm looking forward to, one, getting his thoughts on this entire documentary, but also to understand, like, the Knicks were, to me, like, and the Knicks and Knicks fans, like, to me, they were annoying. The Pistons were hostile. And I took a lot of pleasure in it, and I still take pleasure in it now. Isaiah's not that bad a guy. Sure he is. Sure he is. Lambeer and Mahorn, that's just how they came up in the game. Okay. So if you want to jump in with your thoughts, 312-644-6767. I'm looking for the older part of the demo, the people that actually watch this. We gave the younger people their time last week, so I'm looking for 35 and older on this. Out of the Bulls' enemies list in the 90s, which team's fan base's tears taste the best to you? Which are the most delicious to drink? We'll keep discussing after a timeout. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and you're listening to The Score.
As the Bulls documentary, The Last Dance, grabs the attention of sports fans around the world, The Score reminds everyone where Bulls fans listen to some of those championships on the radio, right here on 670.
Michael, 11 seconds across the timeline, and dumps it out to Horace. Paxton for three!
Yeah! Yeah! Hit the three!
670 was the home of the Bulls during those historic championships with Michael Jordan, and is still the home of the Bulls today.
White comes up shooting, top three, got it! Put him in the Hall of Fame! He's got seven threes!
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Bulls.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. Sports has a knack for providing that solitary performance that's better than the rest. One game where a star shined brighter than usual, and you remember almost every second of the experience. 22 years ago today, it was a Wednesday as well, Kerry Wood embarrassed the Astros at Wrigley Field. In 98, WGN was part of my cable package in New York City, so afternoon Cub games were often on the TV. But this one was different. I can remember sitting in my usual chair, plowing through a bag of Doritos, while Wood dismissed Bagwell, Biggio, and their teammates. I'd never seen big league hitters look that helpless. A complete game shutout. 20 Ks, one walk, a hit batter, and one hit, which could have easily been called an error. Some think it was the greatest game ever pitched. Maybe it was. I can't imagine I'll see a better one. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Texting. Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. It's 7 a.m. I just ended my shift in the emergency room, and now I am headed out. I grew up watching Star Trek reruns as a kid, and in the intro to Star Trek, they have this description of their mission, which is to go where no man has gone before. Right now, health and medical industries are on that kind of mission. And it really feels like my colleagues and I are embarking on this new journey as we stand on the front lines of the COVID crisis. We keep saying to each other, we've never done this before. We've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. So I'm starting my own captain's log. I'll be documenting my personal experiences and thoughts as this pandemic unfolds around us. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before you sign a lease with just anyone, check out what the nation's premier home leasing company, Invitation Homes, has to offer. A home that's nicer, a process that's easier, a company that's friendlier. Look for the green exclusive banner on invitationhomes.com. Find the perfect home for lease today before it's listed on sites like Zillow or Realtor.com. Invitation Homes. Lease friendlier.
If you need a new appliance now, the Home Depot has the appliance help you can count on. Download the Home Depot app or visit HomeDepot.com to search for savings on top brands like LG. With ratings and reviews to give you confidence, special buy savings, and free delivery, you'll get the appliances you need